This is a download from the BBC. For more information about this and other downloads from School Radio, go to bbc.co.uk/schoolradio.
Together.
Raisins, 4 ounces of breadcrumbs.
Oh, hello! Guess what? I'm cooking again. There's been a lot of cooking this series, hasn't there?
So many different meals for so many different festivals. Today, I'm making a Christmas pudding, 1 whole month early, but ready for Christmas. It's a Christian festival that many of us in the UK celebrate. But I'm sure we all celebrate it a little differently. Did you know that in America, people celebrate a festival at the end of November with very similar food to Christmas? It's called Thanksgiving, and it's all about taking time to say thank you to God for all that He's given to them. Christmas is also about thanking God, but specifically for the birth of Jesus Christ.
I suppose it's a bit like a birthday party for Jesus. But what's that got to do with turkeys, mince pies, and cranberry sauce? And why is it that we eat what we eat at Christmas time? Well, it's time for our festive food fact file. That's right, let's look at the history of 3 cracking Christmas customs. Number 1, gingerbread. In the 17th century, in parts of Europe, only professional gingerbread makers were allowed to make it, except for at Christmas time when the ban was lifted. So people used to make Christmas trees and then, due to the story of Hansel and Gretel, gingerbread houses too. Number 2, Satsumas. Nowadays, we can get all sorts of food from all around the world pretty much all year round. But many years ago, you could only get satsumas and other citrus fruits at wintertime. So these bright, juicy fruits made great presents, especially if it was a dark, cold, wintry day. Number 3, Christmas pudding. Many years ago, a Catholic church challenged people to make a dessert with 13 ingredients. 1 for Jesus and 12 for each of his disciples. Oh, which reminds me, I've still not finished making mine. While I go and finish, let's listen to this story of King Wenceslas and see if we can discover what it means to be good.
It was the day after Christmas, St. Stephen's Day. But what do you call it? Fighting Day? Wrestling Day? Boxing Day? That's it, Boxing Day. I had just started at the court of our good King Wenceslas. It was my first week as a page, a servant to the king. It was a bitter, cold, moonlit night, and everyone was wrapped in their blankets, dozing. But suddenly, I was awake.
8, 10!
I jumped up like a box and a jack. A jack-in-a-box. The king himself was calling for a page.
Page!
That was me. I was a page. I should go, shouldn't I? I didn't know what to do. I'd never seen the king before, let alone served him. What should I... Ouch! One of the senior pages had kicked me awake. I worked it out for myself. I was to go. I was to serve the king. But what could he want on a freezing cold night? I quickly pulled on my smart uniform and dashed off to the royal apartments. I bowed as I'd been taught. His Majesty looked at me sternly and then...
What are you, page? The Christmas leftovers? A scarecrow down on his luck? Your jacket's buttoned up wrong, your breeches are on back to front, and you've got your shoes on the wrong feet.
Wrong feet? But I haven't got any other feet.
Never mind, page. You'll have to do. How do you see?
With my eyes, sir. These two...
No, fool! How well do you see? Look yonder. by the edge of the wood over there. Do you spy that poor man gathering firewood in the night?
Shall I go and shoot an arrow at him, sire?
You shall not, page. Instead, you shall fetch food and drink. The poor man's as thin as a stick. I shall not see any man starve in my kingdom.
But what if he's a villain, sire, and attacks you?
Never let fear of others rule your heart, boy. That is where all hatred begins. Do you hear me? And fetch my furs. You and I are going on a journey, and perhaps you will learn what it truly means to be a king.
Yes, Your Majesty. But the poor man must surely live through the forest by St. Agnes Fountain. Don't you think that's a bit far for you to go on such a night?
Perhaps you're right. You'd better go on your own. I'm jesting, page. But I might change my mind if you don't. Get a move on.
And off I went, quick as a cat for a lap. I soon had a great pile of food and things to drink, and met the king by the royal gate.
So, my young scarecrow, are you set? I bought these for the poor old man too.
I couldn't believe it. The king himself was carrying a pile of logs to make a fire.
These will burn much better than those damp old twigs the poor man was carrying.
Yes, Your Majesty.
You're shivering. Here, boy, take my coat.
Take it where, sir?
I mean take it and put it on, you ragamuffin. And be quick about it. You'll freeze solid if you don't.
Yes, Your Majesty, but he was gone. Off, taking great strides through the thick snow. I ran after him and fell flat on my face. Everything I was carrying went flying into the air and landed all around me in the snow. Bread, cheese, a ham, all manner of food and drink. I'm for it now, I thought, as the king stopped and looked round. Then I saw him striding towards me,
boy,
his thick boots throwing up showers of snow,
boy,
left, right and centre.
Boy!
I'm so sorry, Your Majesty. The snow, it's too deep and...
There, Page, it's all right. I'll put these logs down and we'll collect up all the food.
And that's what we did, piece by piece. The thick snow had softened the fall and nothing was broken.
There we are. You carry these and I'll take the rest.
But, sire, you have far more than me.
Are you arguing with your king, boy?
No, sir.
Now, here's what we'll do. I'll walk ahead and make footprints in the deep snow with my thick boots. Then you follow behind, putting your feet in my footprints. That way, you won't feel so...